In today's first reading, at the beginning of the book of the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah recounts how he was called to be the prophet, one of the greatest prophets of the Old Testament. Isaiah has this vision of the Lord appears before him. And in that vision, he looks up and seeing God and the heavenly hosts, he cries out, "Woe is me, I am doomed, for a man of unclean lips, living among the people of unclean lips." And what does God do? God blesses him. And he has an angel fly down to him and touch his mouth. And now Isaiah is told, "You will now be my prophet. I will tell you what to prophesy to the people." In today's gospel reading, Peter, a fisherman, beholds a tremendous miracle as Jesus tells him to lower the nets, and he fills up those nets with fish that two boats almost sink, hauling them all in. How does Peter respond? He falls to his knees. "Depart from me, O Lord, for I am a sinful man." Both Isaiah and Peter begin their ministry by confessing that they are sinful men, unclean men, that they are unworthy. They confess their faults. And that is the beginning of their ministry. God does not call the perfect. God does not call the holy. Holiness comes through God himself alone. We begin with our confession of sin. And every time, every day we get up in the morning, and every day we attend liturgy, it's a new day to begin our work that the Lord gives us. And there's no accident. It's not an accident that we begin every Mass the same way Isaiah began his ministry and the way Peter began his ministry. We begin Mass with what? We confess our sins. We do the Confiteor together. That is very important because whatever God has planned for us in his vision, and every one of us is part of God's plan, whatever he has planned for us to do, we begin by realizing that we are unworthy and we can only do it through the grace of God within us. And it's that humbling moment that begins every single day our journey to the heavenly kingdom.